This is Recruiting Daily's Recruiting Live Podcast, where we look at the strategies behind the world's best talent acquisition teams. We talk recruiting, sourcing, and talent acquisition. Each week, we take one overcomplicated topic and break it down so that your three-year-old can understand it. Make sense? Are you ready to take your game to the next level? You're at the right spot. You're now entering the mind of a hustler. Here's your host, William Tincup.
You like to read?
I do.
Like to read. Sometimes.
Yeah, cartoons.
Not books.
Yeah. Not business books.
Do you know
I haven't read a business book since 99.
I was born in 98. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, then I would have read something when you were born. That's great. But no, business books, they make you dumb. So yeah,
you know what I find from business books, every book that I've read in business, you can get the entire gist of the book in the first chapter.
Agreed.
Or even the opening there. It's like after that, it's just circular. Same.
Yes.
You like to read something.
Yeah.
You wrote a book before?
I did.
You did write a book.
I did.
How did you write a book?
So summer of 2007, again, at this time I owned an ad agency. I brought in 10 unpaid interns from TCU. They just so happened to all be female, but there's just those people that applied to the job. Unpaid internships, right? Kind of illegal, looked down upon at this point. Yeah. Totally get it. Anyhow, what the idea was that as a marketing firm, we had some secret sauce, which we laughed at, scoffed at, that no, there's no secret sauce. And so I wrote out a table of contents, and I got each intern to write 2 chapters. And by writing them, I wanted them to interview a series of people, my business partner at the time and a bunch of people in the firm. So they would take that topic. And what we literally mapped out, and then I gave them instructions on who to interview and, you know, questions to ask, and then they'd take the chapter back to me. I'd edit it, and the book was essentially what we do, literally what we do. Like, you're paying us. Here's actually, you could do it yourself, DIY. If you want to do it yourself, here's, you know, SEO, here's the process. Step 1, step 2, step, you know. We were teaching people how to do things. And the goal is that it showed people that we knew our shit.
Right.
Right? I did that. I wrote that book with 10 unpaid interns. Got it back, edited it, gave it to an editor, a proper editor. They edited it. We put it in graphics. We put graphics on top of it, went to a local printing press, printed 20,000 copies, drop shipped them to every vendor in the world. Done. So when you think about writing a book, think about how things of your content tie together. It could be blog articles. So how do you get a series of blog articles that then link to something bigger? Like, we just recently did a need to know series about how to buy enterprise,
right?
ATSs.
ATS, yeah.
And really, we could have continued that theme with how to buy an enterprise CRM, how to buy enterprise sourcing software, how to buy, and all of a sudden we wake up and we've got 70 articles that we can combine into 12 chapters, and there's a book. Put a cover on it, name it. Send it off to a press or get a publisher to buy into it, etc. But the idea that books are hard to write is we need to demystify that. They are not hard to write. They're hard for us to think of conceptually and then work into our plan that we already have. Again, getting back to editorial calendar and, you know, things that we're going to create anyhow. So you mentioned white papers before. Again, 5 white papers is a book. Yeah. Done. Like, you know, again, if it's thematic, like you take something like, you know, candidate relationship management or, you know, things that I'm into right now, like micro moments, you know, you could literally write that book. You just might, you think of it as a series of smaller events that lead to the book. So you have to think about the book and know that what you want is the outcome. And then whether or not it's blog articles or audio podcasts that gets transcribed or videos or whatever, whatever it is, it leads to that outcome. And then you publish. And then you use that published book in a lot of different ways. You can use it in business development. You can use it to get speaking opportunities. You can use it in a lot of different ways. Our outcome was to show people that we knew more than they knew about B2B marketing. That was the goal, is to just give them all the answers and just go, if you want to do it yourself, Godspeed, little minnow, go do it.
If not,
you should probably call us.
You know where we are.
Because, you know, so we're in New Orleans and we're at a Portical, which is a great bar, a fantastic hamburger. They serve really, really good hurricanes. And me and one of the guys that I work with, we were trying to figure out the name of the book because we didn't even have a name. We knew the outcome, but we didn't know the name. And we get around to the conversation, and it's like, well, I mean, what do, you know, we were trying to think of these real convoluted or really sexy titles and this, that, and the other. And of course, because we had been drinking all night, it got loose pretty quick. And at one point I'm like, you know, we're giving them the answers. We're telling them how to do shit. Like, if they could just not fuck this up, that'd be great. And at one point, literally we wrote it down on a napkin, try not to fuck this up. And that was the name of the book. And we put a flaming bag of poo as the cover. And you know, I had people, I still have people to this day that tell me that they still have the book. I also have people that said, I had to put a cover on the book because I didn't want my kids to see it or this, that, or other. Again, that was within our brand.
Yeah.
It was definitely within kind of the limits of what we could get away with. But the idea is, you can build a book. Build a bear. You can build a book. You've just got to think of, how do I get to the book through all these other mechanisms that I'm already doing?
Yeah. So an internal marketer, for example, mm-hmm. an internal product person at the company, building an EdCal for the year,
yep,
essentially should build that consecutively,
yep,
and progressively, yes, to then put together a book at the end of this year.
One could argue, if it doesn't lead to a book, what are you doing?
Right.
I mean, seriously, like, what are you doing? And that's how you conceptualize a book. And again, the means in which you get there, you can do a ghostwriting, you can hire writers, you can use interns, you can use internal resources. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that you have a path. You already have a path. So why not make it to where there's an outcome of that path that's now adding to the knowledge? And again, you're going to be putting substance together. Like, this is, we're not selling Cialis. You're putting substance together as you do these things, these activities, right, of white papers and blog articles or articles and podcasts, etc. They should lead to something. And it could be a book. It should be a book. And the book, you know, again, could be for an executive. It could be for yourself. You know, it doesn't matter, because the idea is that you get to a place where there's another payoff. Payoff is a book.
You've been listening to the Recruiting Live podcast by Recruiting Daily. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.